My dear family of heart dwellers, the Lord is continuing to ask us to prepare our hearts and wash our wedding dresses. As I ponder the timing on all of this, I must explain that we still do not know the day or the hour, but we are in the season. After the 5-year period the Lord gave us, He extended it to 2 years, conditional on our prayers. We are only several months into that 2-year time frame, but the Lord has come to me and explained that everything is subject to the Father's timing and the Father's word. And for all these years that the rapture has been delayed, many things have come into place and ripened to the point of bursting. Jerusalem is surrounded by her enemies. The Antichrist is a prominent figure in the world, and people in our nation have been brainwashed and prepared to accept all the lies. The media is groomed to feed them. As a result, we have a divided nation. Only the Father knows why things must happen at a certain time. In the meantime, Jesus gives us assignments and work to complete, but even He knows that the completion of those tasks on this earth is conditional according to the Father's will and timing. If you're anything like me, you are stressing over what you didn't get done. The Lord told me this is not a drill this time, but who knows if mercy will buy us more time? No one knows. Originally, He said that great revival would happen after the rapture. But I confess I'm a little confused because I also got another word that because this country had turned from sin, that it would happen before. So I have a conflict in discernment there, and I challenge you to go to the Lord and find out what He's saying. He knows that I do my best to discern, but I am far from perfect. So here we are. This is my dialogue with Him this morning. Lord, I thought You said I would have peace, but in this moment all I have is sorrow and regrets. Jesus, forgive me. I feel I've done badly. I have tripped over my flesh time after time after time. I had chances to reform, but I was weak when I should have persevered and finished. I've been harsh with others at times, and I've grown a bitter root. Please take this nasty thing out of me. I am so sorry for my ingratitude, and I'm so sorry for having scorn and contempt where I should have had respect. I hate my sins, Jesus. I hate them. With all my heart, I want to make good on all the gifts You've given me. There's nothing left to say but, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. I've been guilty of all the sins, pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. In spite of Your many graces to help me, I have still fallen short. After I made this confession, my eyes and heart were filled with tears, and that I should have done so much better for Him. If this rapture is imminent and about to happen, the door to doing more good on earth is closing. Yet I will not stop trying. I will keep trying until that fateful day. And then I went online to look something up for this message, and this rhema popped up. Loving trust means for our contemplative life an absolute, unconditional, and unwavering confidence in God, our loving Father, even when everything seems to be a total failure. To look to Him alone as our help and protector, to stop doubting and being discouraged, casting all our worries and cares on the Lord, and walking in total freedom, to be daring and absolutely fearless of any obstacle, knowing that nothing is impossible with God, and total reliance on our Heavenly Father with a spontaneous abandonment of the little children, totally convinced of our utter nothingness, but trusting to the point of rashness with courageous confidence in His fatherly goodness. I believe that's a quote from Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Well, when I read that, my tears dried and I felt better. And Jesus began to speak to me. You see, there is hope. Yes, all things you confessed are true enough, but not even all of them added together in your 75 years even begin to approach the limits of my mercy, which is as infinite as my very being. What can I say to you? You have done well. Nothing I say will convince you, beloved. The seed of bitterness and self-hatred goes so deep, only I can do anything about it. Do you know that Mother Teresa felt the very same way at the end of her life? She felt that she could never do enough, and that even one poor sinner lying in the street meant that she had failed. She was so acutely aware of the troubles of the world, the pains of the souls around her, that she would pray, yes, but to know that there will still be others out there broke her heart, and she felt like an abysmal failure. I am telling you the truth. This was a very dark night for her, and that is exactly how she felt, a failure. She continually asked herself, did I do the right thing? This troubled her until her dying breath, when I came for her with the angels and saints in glory. So you see, what you are feeling is not so unusual. I'm here to tell you, you did very well, and I'm coming for you, my bride. Try not to be so deflated and feeling so very low, lest you discourage others. All fall short in the light of my truth. Not one has attained perfection except my mother. But in order for her to do that, her lineage had to be meticulously prepared for her. And even then, she was given the grace of baptism at conception. Therefore, her blood was totally cleansed of any vestige of sin. She did not have some of the bloodline struggles and curses that most work against. But even if she had, she was so close to the Father that he would have strengthened her and she would have corresponded. Grace is a wonderful help, but without the grace of corresponding to grace, many lose it. Many are victims of the enemy stealing it, because virtue and self-control do not go deep enough. If there is one thing you should teach your children, it is self-control and patience, with a keen understanding of humility and charity. For now, I want you to prepare the flock. Repentance is of the utmost right now. Some who have not repented will be left behind. My children, I encourage you to do a life review and confess all the sins of your youth and growing up, even to this present day. If an action comes to mind, repent of it. Even thoughts are serious offenses and must be repented of. I want my bride to be clean when I come, and for most of you that means a serious review of your life, an acknowledgement of your sins, and deep repentance. Understand that your thought life has the potential to condemn you to hell. You may not have done it, but if you cherished the grudge and wished ill on your neighbor, you have committed a serious sin. Unforgiveness will tether you to this earth just as securely as an abortion that you never repented of. This is no time to fool around. I need you to take me very seriously. Make peace with any you have offended. Forgive everyone and receive their forgiveness. Pray and ask me to heal those you have wounded in your life. Pray for those left behind. Write love letters to your relatives. Do what you can to ease the pain of sudden separation that so many all over the world will suffer. Offer them hope and warn them sternly not to take the mark. The day of the rapture, they saw Scripture fulfilled. The next thing to be fulfilled in Scripture is the mark. Warn them that the depths of physical suffering that will come on the heels of that after a period of so-called prosperity and security. Then they'll throw a switch that will make you suffer like you never believed possible. And on top of that, you will wish for death, but it will escape you. This tool of Satan's will cause you to curse me and die unrepentant. So I am warning you again. Cry out for mercy and remember those who take the mark will suffer for eternity. Better you should die quickly and be in heaven with me for eternity than prosper for a few short months and then die in torment and end in hell as well. I am with you in all of this. I love you dearly, and my greatest wish is for your complete repentance so I may take you. Please ask the Holy Spirit to show you the areas you need to repent of, and I will forgive you, and your wedding dress will be clean, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish.